All right, so speaking with Minister Kim Maslin, this has been a while coming. It's been a, geez, but it's been 4 or 5 months since the election, and you've crossed the floor, you've become a minister. There's been, we just had a big snowstorm, you're getting inundated by calls from all over the province. But anyway, welcome. So
Thank
great,
you.
good to finally talk to you.
Thank you, Ed. It's great to finally have an opportunity to chat with you. A lot of changes have occurred since we last spoke, even before the election. So, yeah, it's been a busy few months, and really excited about the challenges that that lie ahead, and they are challenges.
There's a lot we're going to get into that. So let's, but before we do that, let's just talk about, again, let's do a little catch up here. So you won your seat again. Your party has won power. They're now on the government side. What's that like, crossing over from the opposition benches?
Well, it's very exciting to be on the government side of the legislature, but things are certainly different. I've always said that in opposition, it's much easier because basically it's your job to hold the government account. But now, as government, you need to make sure that you're doing everything that you can and fulfilling the promises that have been made to Nova Scotians and to those in your constituency. So it's different. Of course, going into the legislative sitting, I was also the government house leader. So on top of having public works, which is an extremely large department, I was the government house leader. So that is, leading the government agenda while in the legislature. And that was a lot trying to learn all of the rules of the house and making sure that I was fulfilling basically the agenda that the premier had provided to me within the time frame. So it was busy. It was a lot of negotiation with other house leaders, but certainly challenging, but very much enjoying it. I will say that the first couple months, it felt like I was drinking from a fire hose every day, trying to learn, all the logistics of the department and infrastructure projects, and it's been busy.
Yeah, I mean that's it's interesting too because your government, to my recollection, oh, there might be one. Now I'm saying that I think there may be only one member of your government who was on the government benches before. Is that right?
Yes, that would be Pat Dunn,
Yeah, that's
Minister
right.
Dunn.
That's
Minister
right.
Dunn, that's correct. Yes.
So I mean, it's sometimes when you bounce back and forth, you have a few people who've you've you, so you're not drinking through the fire hose. Someone can lead the government through, but this has been a
Yeah, we're
very
all
experience.
pretty much new on that other side, but I think we had I think I feel very confident in the legislative sitting that we had. Are you okay there?
Yep.
It was a short sitting, but it felt to me like it went on forever. But we've come out of the gate running, and we certainly are working hard to address all of the issues that Nova Scotians brought forward to us on the doorsteps. During the campaign, I knocked on over 5,000 doors, and the messages were loud and clear on every doorstep of what people were concerned about. So I feel confident with the mandate, and it's exciting. It's really exciting. It's exciting to be the first the first female Minister of Public Works. There was a former female minister that just filled in for a couple days for another minister, but I'm the first female and the first female government house leader that the PC party's ever had. So I hang my hat on those. I'm very proud of that, and feel very privileged that the premier has placed his confidence in me in those positions, and I'll do everything I can to make sure I don't disappoint him and, of course, Nova Scotians.
Trailblazing all over the place.
Yeah,
That's
exactly.
great. Want to talk too. So again, this is, you're now a minister. Again, first female minister in public works. What's that been like? Again, you talked about drinking through the fire hose. You've gone from dealing with constituency issues, and this is a large constituency, especially, the previous one you held, which was, Queen's Shelburne. But now you've got the whole province. What's it like fielding calls? We've just had the big snowstorm. I was speaking with Sam, your assistant, and she's getting calls from Cape Breton about people have issues with their roads. How do you deal with all that?
Yeah, so that's very tough. It's been a challenge, even since becoming minister. Many people see that MLA address out there that is going to get the minister's eyes, and they email our local constituency office or call. I have a wonderful CA and Sam, but it's been a lot for her, especially where now I am required to be in Halifax pretty much 4 or 5 days a week. So I'm getting one day in my constituency. And that's a challenge for me to try to balance. And it's been a struggle for me, Ed, since becoming the minister. I was a very, very active constituency MLA. I believe in being very much involved in the constituency, because that's where you listen and you learn to people, you learn from people of how to make things better. And I know we've talked about this before, like that's one of the most important things to me, is making sure I'm accessible to my constituents. And I feel as if I struggle to be able to do that now, because I'm away so much in Halifax. So I rely a lot on my constituency assistant, but it's a heavy load on her. As far as the calls coming in, you're right. We just went through one of our first snowstorm for the winter season. It was a significant snowfall, and the calls and emails that are coming in are I can say overwhelming. Last night I went home and I looked at my email, and it was like 200 some with my minister email in here. And I was just like, oh my gosh, like I don't even know where some of these roads are. Wow. So it's a lot, but I will say, you know, in public works, and I said this in the legislature, public Nova Scotians are served extremely well with the people that work in that department. Very knowledgeable people that... they really care and take great pride in the work that they do. So I rely heavily on the staff within Public Works, within the department, and of course locally in our highway sheds across the province. Mm-hmm.